Shulamit Ron was the Pulitzer Prize winner for music composition in 1991. She also won the Kennedy Center Friedheim Awards in 1992. She was born in Tel Aviv, Israel, in 1949. She was composer in residence with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra from 1990 to 97, and from 1994 to 1997, she also served as composer in residence with the Lyric Opera of Chicago. Her music has been played by many leading performing organizations. She is a member of both the American Academy of Arts and Letters and the American Academy of Arts and Sciences. She holds 5 honorary doctorates. Her violin concerto of 2002 and 3 is a stunning work. In particular, the third movement of this concerto is so original, intimate, expressive, and honest that I find it quite an extraordinary work. There's a great deal of solo playing for the violin, but it has nothing to do with gratuitous for virtuosity, that is, virtuosity for the sake of showing off the player's ability, although it is clearly challenging in terms of range and phrasing. I'll read you some of Shulamit Ron's notes about the piece. For quite a number of years, I have intermittently thought about composing a violin concerto, yet refrained from doing so, not feeling that its time has come. I felt that I needed first to penetrate the soul of the violin in its many guises, with the goal of seeking and finding a violin voice that I could call my own. Through Inscriptions of 1991, my solo violin piece, and especially via my later Yearning of 1995 for violin and string orchestra, and Soliloquy in 1997, its piano trio adaptation, I gradually knew that this voice was taking shape in my mind, ready to come to full expression in a concerto. The resulting violin concerto is a work of some 30 minutes cast in 3 movements. Indeed, each movement of the concerto explores certain facets of what, for me, is the violin's complex personality, or soul. The classically proportioned first movement, taken as a whole, is rather mercurial in character, ranging the gamut from the lyrical and deeply expressive to the devilish and menacing. The second movement is characterized by perpetual motion, continually evolving and reinventing itself, with the rustic, obsessive, tempestuous, and sarcastic all taking turns. Though generally sparser and more intimate than the other two movements, it is the slow last movement, I believe, that functions as the work's emotional center. From its meditative, prayerful opening solo through a gradual instrumental build-up leading to a more intense cadenza and a final resolution, it is a farewell movement dealing with the inevitability of loss. Thoughts of my mother, Berta Ron, whose strength of spirit has been a profoundly significant guiding light throughout my whole life, have embedded themselves in the creation of various portions of this work. At the closing of the concerto, echoes of a familiar melody, one my mother sang to me in my childhood with words of her own creation, appear, gently fading away. The concerto was written for violinist Itai Shapira, whose support and collaboration throughout the creative process have been of great meaning. We'll hear Itai Shapira perform it now, with Charles Hazelwood conducting the BBC Concert Orchestra.